Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a visit with Matt Springer, Assistant Extension Professor of Wildlife Management in UK's Department of Forestry. The focus is the black vulture, once endangered, but now thriving, and unfortunately with a growing number of incidents of livestock predation.
It's a pretty large-scale problem across the vulture's range, and it's one of those things where it is a fairly solvable problem in terms of wildlife damage. When you look at deer damage, it's really hard to solve deer damage. But vultures may be something that you can have a meaningful impact by doing very small little things here and there.
We will discuss those small things, but for farmers with losses, which have been more frequent lately, permits for takings can be acquired.
Where you're losing a calf or multiple calves, you can apply to get a permit through the Farm Bureau or the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. However, the Farm Bureau is a much quicker in terms of time in getting the permit as opposed to the Wildlife Service.
On alternative, Springer says, if you see numbers of vultures building on your property, he says dealing with them sooner rather than later is smart, and using harassment tactics like fireworks will actually work.
You know, anything that really makes a loud noise, hoses, if they're close enough to a building, you can spray a hose in their direction. That won't physically harm them, but it may disrupt them from staying in the area. They will respond pretty well to harassment.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
We're back with UK Wildlife Management Professor Matt Springer with more detail on effective harassment techniques to move black vultures.
You want to do that right about half an hour before dark till half an hour after dark and then sunrise as well. So basically what you're trying to do is make it really uncomfortable for the birds right before they're trying to be stationary for overnight. If you do that, then they really aren't going to want to frequent the area because they feel somewhat vulnerable at night.
He says if you have to obtain a takings permit, there are ways to make that even more effective.
After you harvest a vulture with that permit, we don't want you to just discard that vulture. One of the best ways to deter vultures in an area is actually to hang up either an actual dead vulture or a fake dead vulture, which you can buy even on Amazon. They're called effigies. Vultures have this really strong sense of mortality, and if they see a dead vulture in an area, they actually are really likely to not even be in the area after they see it.
The UK Forestry Department's Matt Springer. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.